With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's day two of the Democratic National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a preview from Chicago.
DNC organizers say today's theme is A Bold Vision for America's Future. Featured speakers include Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama. As the Democrats meet here in Illinois, the Trump campaign continues to visit battleground states every day this week. Their focus today is on crime and safety. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
If you own a BMW, you may have a water pump issue.
BMW is recalling more than 720,000 vehicles due to an issue with the water pump's electrical connector that could potentially lead to a fire. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the recall includes some X1, X3, and X5 cars, as well as some other models. Recall notifications are expected to go out in October. After that, water pumps and plug connectors will be inspected and replaced if needed. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russian sources say Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the bridges over the same river in western Russia as Kyiv's incursion into western Russia enters its third week. Kyiv's incursion into Russia's Kursk Oblast is changing the trajectory of the war and boosting morale among Ukraine's war-weary population, although the ultimate outcome of the daring incursion remains impossible to predict. Meanwhile, Tuesday, a massive fire burned for the third consecutive day elsewhere in western Russia after an oil depot was hit by Ukrainian drones. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the Nasdaq dropped 59. This is SRN News. There will be free abortions at the Democratic Convention.
All this week in Chicago, Planned Parenthood says it will be providing free abortion pills and free vasectomies to convention goers and anybody else who wants them. The giant abortion business has set up a mobile clinic not far from the United Center where the Democratic Convention is taking place. Pro-life advocates, including Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America, say this blatant display is proof that the Democrats are the, quote, party of death. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that she's the Democratic presidential standard bearer, Kamala Harris is clarifying her position on abortion. Harris says if she wins the White House, she will call on Congress to pass legislation guaranteeing abortion access in federal law. She's also promising to block any potential nationwide ban should one clear a future GOP-run Congress. Harris also supports a variety of measures to promote abortion across the country. This is SRN News. California's largest wildfire this year has been significantly tamed.
The Park Fire was 53% contained at last report after scorching nearly 671 square miles in several northern counties. It destroyed 637 structures and damaged 49 as it became the state's fourth largest wildfire on record. A large portion of the fire area is now in the mop-up stages, and residents of evacuated areas are returning home. Timber in its northeast corner continues to burn. CAL FIRE says the blaze is currently burning islands of fuels within containment lines. John Scott reporting.
A New York law that allows registered voters to cast a ballot by mail was upheld by the state's highest court, which rejected a Republican challenge to the legislation. The State Court of Appeals ruling found the voting expansion law did not violate the state constitution. More details at SRNnews.com.